last time in this now 7-part series, we produced a lot of stuff. We did whole Tony stuff to the stuff. And now we had the bright idea to do one more production episode where we make a section, the same instruments and everything, but just not whole tone. So we put multiple sections of the song, one tonal and one whole tonal. I don't know if that's a word. But we're going to help you make use of this one important tool in the Tune Shed.
Let's go. Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mick Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
We're still rocking the pink tank top.
Let's go. Okay, so we started with a song that I wrote in college. We sampled it. We added drums. We added bass. We added guitar. It's crazy. It's all in the whole tone scale, which makes you feel lost and weird or ambiguous at best. And
that's how it makes you feel.
And there we are. And now we're going to try to make something that's in a more tangible key and compare the two. And if you don't know what the whole tone series is, check out the first and second episode in particular, where we go over those items and let you know how to use it and how other famous people like Stevie Wonder and Debussy have used it. Okay.
So the whole idea here is that I'm going to produce something for you and then send it to you as a collaborator.
Ah.
Cool? Yes. That could be really annoying for you because I could send you a mess, right? And I could send you something that doesn't make any sense. Nothing is labeled correctly.
Right.
So the idea here is that you're going to take this and like go further with it and hopefully make a song or like,
oh, I love
add,
it.
Add stuff and send it back, whatever you want.
Cool.
So that's like what we're aiming for. So I'm trying to make this as nice for you as possible.
Beautiful.
We'll talk a little bit more about how to make that work really well in the next episode. For now, let's just do everything we did before, but tonal.
So yeah, it's an interesting question. So in this whole tone scale where there's no key, there's no home, like what do we pick as our key that we want to go to? How do we transition to a real key?
Well, we could just use F.
Oh, because we use that in the bass note in the guitar.
I think so.
Yeah,
I
mean, it makes sense to use F.
You can literally just go like this. I could separate the two sections by a measure. I could copy-paste the bass. And copy-paste this thing. Loop it. I could honestly copy-paste the drums, too.
Bro, heartbeat is so cool.
It's really cool.
That shaker just is crazy. Phaser shaker.
The phaser shaker's dope. I really like how that turned out. Well, we have the old guitar track armed. Why don't we just like... Well, actually, let's figure out the theory of this first.
Yeah.
So we have...
There it is.
We have... Well, we have piano sampled already, so we can kind of just like play around. Yeah. Just play like with 1 and 4 and 2, you know.
I like that already.
Do we dare go Lydian? I accidentally used Lydian, but I meant to go. That's what I meant. I mean, compare them, and I'm gonna do what you think. So here's the. Something like that. Or.
For the sake of the concept, maybe like we go real hard and go for the latter one. I love the peaceful nature of it because The other half, the whole tone side, is actually a little bit more of a rocky sort of hard beat, and the chords that come in are bom 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 bom, you know. So yeah, I kind of like the let's go as peaceful and as like in key as possible. I think that sounds nice.
Okay. How did the one? We could just use like the that pattern of like gun 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 bum bum.
You know, oh, the same
borrow,
rhythm.
Yeah, we could just borrow that harmonic rhythm there. Yeah. Something really kind of just like wa ba ba.
Yeah, I like that.
Sort of hang on this thing.
Yeah, so I like that.
First one hangs on 5, second one hangs on 4. Every time.
Yep. Maximize tension, I think. Because the whole tone scale, that's the whole thing. It doesn't have those tense notes. So hanging out on 5 is great. It just makes you want to go back to 1.
It doesn't have like the...
Yeah, it's perfect.
And that might lead really nicely into like the whole tony section.
Yeah,
okay,
it'll lead right back to itself, which is cool.
You've sold me then. Let's track it in. Oh, I can do every 2 bars. Oops.
Yeah.
Oopsies. Okay, I'm done with it now. That's a sweet voicing. My fingers just did that. I don't really know what happened.
I love when that happens.
Okay, let's get serious. Come on now. But, I messed up the timing of it, but we can just edit it.
Oh, sounded great. Just leave it.
It is okay. Just leave it. It's good. I get kind of lost because the bass is just F the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine.
I'm good. So I just
have
to
back. The vibe is so different so quickly. You've just completely created a new vibe. It's amazing.
Bum, bum, bum. So now we can track this in electric guitar too.
What are you thinking?
either we just mimic it.
I was thinking like keeping it simple, I feel like is good because then there's more contrast between the sections.
I agree. Okay, well, let's plug in. Let's plug in and see what we got.
Yeah. We'll play around. See what happens. Some runs could be cool too. Beep, 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 beep. Just some shredding.
I wish I could shred. I mean, it's kind of like not the best amp setting for like a run, but we could always do runs with another instrument or something.
I love the reverb. I think let's play with it.
We could always do like a boom, 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 bang, boom, boom. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. So I'm going to take your idea, actually. I like it.
Like a boom, 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 boom.
Because what is that? C? Five of F is C.
Yep.
But it's not really. Let's see it. Let's just see how it plays.
Yeah, yeah.
Spice, like right now I'm just kind of, but maybe if I add two,
I like that. Yeah, just try that.
Okay,
that's cool.
Okay, let me try something then. That's what I want. Mm. Because this is 7/7.
Yeah.
I want that F in there. That's what was bothering me, man. And then this. That's what I need. Yes, 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 yes. I like that a lot. I mean, yes. Okay, so we started in C. We started with shape.
Uh-huh.
And then slowly edited our way to this monstrosity. This, like, four fingers on the third fret. Stupid. Like, I don't know if this is correct.
Then, right? It's like mostly fourths.
I guess. These are fourths.
What notes are they?
I don't know. Let's see.
On your tuner.
Let's see what they are. C, F, G, D, G. Really suspended.
That's cool.
I don't know.
At that point.
I don't know what it is.
I love it.
I know a bunch of theory. It just sounds good to me, bro. This is great because this is how you should be composing on an instrument you don't know very well.
Yeah, yeah, the experimental aspect.
That's
what is
cool.
This like? It's like Krongbin meets Would you say Steely Dan meets... yeah, Steely what Dan. Else is in there?
It's like Tame Impala a little bit.
Well, a little bit, yeah. With, like, especially with the other part, like kind of the more rocky. I don't know. It's this is fun. This is good.
They totally work together, though.
Really different vibe.
How much time do we have? Do I have time to add a tinkle? A tickle?
I think you do.
I'm gonna tickle it.
How are you gonna tickle it? What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm gonna add some. It's a vocal thing. Okay, let's. Here's what we do. We grab mono channels.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. We name them.
Okay.
We're gonna shift click all of the tracks. Control G to group.
Yeah.
Control R to rename voc. Okay.
Voc.
Make sure they're all in input one. They are. Hard pan them all. Never mind. Hard pan two of them. Soft pan two of them.
Okay. Full stereo effect here.
We're going to roll off everything below 100 on each.
Okay. No low frequencies.
Turn the mic on.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go. What do we think? So it's like a line. There's a line in there. We do it four times.
I love it.
Do a trick that you taught me.
So you just recorded that in four times, is that right?
Four times on four different tracks.
Sounds so cool.
And then we've got to do the thing that you did before.
The Forman thing?
Which is, the Forman thing. Oh. The thing that you taught me. suggested that blew my mind the first time.
I was just wondering if it could work.
It's so sick.
It sounds so sick. Also, the tone of your vocals are perfect for it. They're like soft and kind of breathy in the right way. And delicious.
A little sassy.
Yeah, there's a little sassy in there. It adds a little color. I love it.
A little sauce, dude. Let's make them a little deeper.
Ooh.
That's sick.
So that's four vocals panned different amounts, right and left.
Mm-hmm.
Pitched down.
Yeah, with a not pitched, but formant shifted down.
Formanted down. I was going to say, like, little... sometimes those trick, like, my brain's like, that's pitch, but it's formant or vice versa. That's cool.
Oh, just like a different line for the fourth pass.
Yeah, some variation. like that.
I like that. And then we just copy this and stick it here.
The format effect? Is that...
Just that first. We'll just copy to the third one. It's like the third repeat. Ivy.
Your vocals call and response with the piano too, and the guitar.
You try to find holes, right? So the piano is a dan bump on. I'm like, and then the you know, yeah. Try not to do like just, interesting stuff.
They're like trading off. It's like I don't know. There's something about it sounds so natural.
Change the drums up in this section and you've got yourself a song.
Yeah, I feel like they're too similar and it's jarring right now.
Yeah.
This is
like your like transition between like verses and stuff. Like the yeah. like this like this is your like this is for like four bars and then
you land here.
This is your song.
I gotta hear that last vocal again. We just play it. We just play it.
I'll play it. We'll play this out. Okay, now you produce stuff and then you arrange it and make it something and then send it back to me so I can make this a song and put it on my album.
Okay,
please.
So, dude, that last vocal, like when you hit the it's like so cool. I don't know why. I just freak out. Also, it inspires some dance moves. You know, we had some stuff going on there. That's
oh,
nice.
We were. No, but this all started with chopping up your thing. And like, dude, one cool idea can just like grow a huge tree.
It just goes and goes. It's crazy. And like, we're doing this as fast as like, pretty much as fast as we can. Like, you know, we could put more effort into this, you know?
Well, we will.
But
well, you
like
will.
Yeah, I will. I'm 100%. No, this is a project. We're in on it. But also, I love
so
that
excited.
We went fast and got to something like, you know, this great. Like, those things that aren't necessarily correlated. It's so cool.
I agree. It's great. It's, Genius. And it, I mean, it's not to say that going this fast is ill-advised. Like, going this fast is good because it, you don't think too hard about something. You just sort of, like, use what you know and...
Yeah. I think my favorite thing you've ever said, seriously, is when you're like, this is workable and you move on. Because it changes that internal critic from like, this must be perfect in order to advance to, this has to be literally just like, I think I could make this work maybe. And then I can advance. And that like, think about the doorways you're opening in all your creative processes. When you think that way, you know, like you're moving on, you're finding new things. Maybe you just never come back to it. Maybe you do and make it great. You know, like that is a really powerful thing to be like, it's workable. Carry on.
Yeah, it's good. Well, again, you just mute it later.
It's not working. Exactly. You know? That's what happened. The first song we made, Stuck to You, there's like all these layers in the background. And I like we just kind of forgot what they were. And they're still in there. They're just really quiet. And they add this texture. And every once in a while, you're like, what was that little sound? And I love them all. And they were all part of the process, but they just didn't need to be front and center in that last piece, which is sweet.
Well, man, I'm going to ship this to you next episode.
I am so hyped. Can't wait for it. All right. I guess until next time, everybody, thanks for joining us on this journey, and much love to y'all.
Bye-bye.